So one other aspect of the trial that you mentioned is comparing KRD to RVD, if I believe, is that there's another randomization to 2 years versus indefinite of LEN maintenance. And I'm curious about your thoughts about the rationale behind that and whether you have any hesitancy about putting a patient on that study. I'm going to guess off study. Do you use indefinite LEN maintenance?
Yes, I do use indefinite, and that's because it's based on multiple phase three studies, and of course, most notably in this country, CLGB-100-104, in which the lenalidomide was continued until progression. What CLGB-100-104 does not directly address is whether indefinite maintenance is needed. So it definitively answers the question of yes, lenalidomide maintenance versus placebo confers improved outcomes. But do you get those same improved outcomes for 2 years of LEN versus 3 years versus 5 years versus indefinite? And we simply don't know the answer to that. So I think it's an interesting question to ask. There's, of course, a financial cost to staying on LEN long term. There's just the daily side effect cost of a patient of staying on LEN long term that should be considered. If we think, though, that either the two things we talked about earlier, that either LEN is manipulating the immune system to create an immune environment that somehow maintains disease control, and or if we think that LEN is inducing anti-myeloma effect, then I think it makes sense that continued lenalidomide would provide better outcomes. But we need to do the study to prove it. We'll also have some more indirect kind of study-to-study comparison for the IFM 2009 study versus the Dana-Farber one conducted in this country, where lenalidomide on the French side is continued just for 1 year for maintenance. And of course, in this country, lenalidomide is being continued until disease progression. Here, if you look at the French data, I think you can already start to get a signal that relapses start to happen once you stop lenalidomide maintenance. And that's even in the case if you look at the curves that were published, where they're looking at the patients who achieved MRD negativity. You start to see those curves kind of tick off after the patient stopped lenalidomide maintenance. So I guess my personal bias is that continued therapy will provide better long-term outcomes. But again, we absolutely need the studies to prove that.
But obviously, you're comfortable to put a patient on a study like that.
Yes.